Time now for News Talk WANI Sports, brought to you by Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. If you have a chimney, make sure it's inspected by the best. Top Hat Chimney Sweeps of Auburn. With 20 years of experience, they are the pros.
It is The Drive Thursdays. Bill Cameron joins me on the WANI hotline. No drive yesterday, no drive today, Bill, with the success of the women's basketball team last night and the last second win against Texas A&M last evening.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a rough season. It has been a tough go for the Tigers this year, but like Larry Vicker said, I mean, you know, if it's a rock fight, then they've got a shot. I mean, and they scrap, they battle, and what a dramatic win yesterday. I mean, 50-49, man, that's old school. That's big time. But they get the win over A&M, who'd just beaten them by, I guess, it was 18. And now they got Ole Miss coming up this afternoon at 5:00. So you know, good for them. And you know, hope they can keep things going.
Reminded me a lot of that first Bruce Pearl team yesterday. Uh-huh. Watching that with when Pearl made that run through the SEC tournament and basically took a team that nobody gave a chance, and maybe Larry Vickers may be headed that direction with the win yesterday, taking on Ole Miss today. Now it's going to be tough today, but it gets a whole lot tougher if they win today when they head into tomorrow.
Oh yeah, well I mean the main thing is just you know, just do whatever you can to try to, you know, win this one, and then worry about tomorrow. You hope you have to be worrying about tomorrow. So.
Yeah. No doubt.
That's the main thing right now.
Well, speaking of basketball and women's basketball, we'll give this plug real quick. Those of you that are wondering, yes, we are covering the Final Four on 96.3 W Lee. Jacob Goins will have the call, 8:45 pregame with a 9:00 tip this morning with Auburn High taking on Bob Jones. That's on our sister station, 96.3 W Lee. So you also, not only will you not hear Bill between 4 and 6 today, you won't hear Jacob between 2 and 4 today. this is that crossover season that a lot of things are happening and a lot of games being played, whether it's baseball, women's basketball, girls basketball. We got A-Day coming up, Bill. I mean, it's just about everything you could imagine. Baseball happened, everything happening at one time.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the great times of the year. I mean, when you get into March, the spring sports, you know, your spring sports are cranking up, and you're getting the wrap-up of basketball where we're less than 2 weeks away from the start of spring football practice, as you mentioned as well. So it is a fun time, but it's a very busy time, and it's great when local teams can make runs. And you know, again, good luck. Jacob ought to be getting used to these 9:00 broadcasts.
Well, the good news is he went on up to Birmingham last night, so at least he didn't have to get up this morning and drive to Birmingham. So he's got that going for him. Well, you mentioned men's basketball. Let's talk about that a little bit. And, you know, Doug asked me on Tuesday, I go on the show, I know you go on with, did you go on with him yesterday or is it today?
Today.
And so I was talking to Doug on Tuesday, and he said, what do you think Auburn's got to do? And I said, I don't know that Alabama's a must-win because with that quad one, but if they lose to Alabama, I think you got to pull two out of the hat at the first part of the SEC tournament next week, win your first two in order to get in. However, I do think he thinks that even if Auburn wins this weekend, they still have to win one next week. I don't think so. I think a road quad one win against Alabama puts you in the tournament.
I think it probably does. But I would say Saturday is pretty darn close to a must win, because the way things have gone over the last few years, the SEC tournament hasn't, conference tournaments haven't really meant that much. And I know Auburn has that really impressive resume, but I mean, every one of the bracketologists that you read, just say, you know, these 14 losses and having lost 7 of the last 9 coming down the stretch, if it's 8 out of 10, going into the SEC tournament, you might need to make it all the way to Sunday.
Wow!
So I think yes, Saturday would be a huge win if they can get it, just to get that big win at the end of this slide. So look, Auburn's got to they've got to play better defense than we've seen most of the time here over the last 9 ball games. and they've got to have shots fall. Tahad Pettiford needs to continue shooting the way he, the way he has been the last couple of ball games. It was encouraging to see, you know, multiple players really step up and have good games the other night. It's the first time in a while we'd seen, three guys, have pretty good offensive nights with Tahad, Keyshawn Hall, and Kevin Overton. And then you had Elijah Freeman with 10 and Keyshawn Murphy with 9. I mean, that's Auburn's going to need that kind of, I think, balanced effort. But they're going to have to really, keep Alabama from going off from the outside. And what was so crazy the last time is, I mean, Alabama dominated around the rim as well. So, I mean, it's a big, big challenge. But, I mean, hey, what an opportunity it is. It's senior night up there in Tuscaloosa as well. And it would be great if they could pull it off. But, I mean, I think they may need this one unless they can make a run all the way to Sunday in the SEC tournament.
Which is that's you're trying to if that's what a lot of people are banking on, that's a tough get, especially as low as Auburn will be seeded going into the tournament. They'll be facing some tough teams moving in and probably have to beat some people that they've already been beaten by in order to get to Sunday if that were the case. So And, Bill, I said this back prior to December when people were wondering what this team's about. I said, you got to have a big February. Everybody looks good in February when they can have a winning record. 1-6 didn't help. And even if they go, can't say 500 because it's 7 games, but if they go 4-3 or probably even 3-4 in the month of February, Bill, we're not having this discussion right now.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, and look, we saw back in January. I mean, you came out of January 14-7. And you're feeling like you're in there, and I mean it's been a tough slide that you just wondered what's in their heads right now when they get out there and play. So at least they got that win over LSU, and I think it was actually 1-7, wasn't it, in February?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it was either 1-6 and one or 1-7.
1-7 because you played 2 games a week for those 4 weeks. Mm. So, I mean, yeah, that's really tough to overcome. And again, I know that it's crazy. I know the committee has said, oh, they don't put that as much in stock as they used to how you play coming down the stretch. But it's also hard to ignore that. So, I mean, it's really big, and it puts a lot more pressure on you, obviously, here at the end. And that's why Auburn right now looks like they may be that first team out or the 11th team in the SEC that's trying to get in the tournament. I think it's going to be tough to get that many in.
You've seen Steven take some arrows from various media outlets as well as pundits and all that kind of stuff. If you had to grade him first year with only one returning player, not even a starter, what would you grade him at, Bill?
I think you'd have to have it be an incomplete right now, Ben. I mean, that's the thing, because you don't know. I mean, there's no way of knowing, and everybody can speculate. What would this roster have done with Bruce? And you can't know that. I mean, because Tahad was the only guy coming back. I was talking with Wimp and Barry Sanderson yesterday about this. I mean, it's really difficult. We've seen an awful lot of very successful coaches, struggle that first year. And on top of that, I mean, because what Steven had on top of that is he took over the day before practice got started. And I know he knew the roster. Yes, people go, well, but he knew that roster better than somebody new would have. Yes, that's right, but there's no way of knowing since it was so new. If it had been there'd been more experience coming back, I think you could have said, well, here, absolutely, the expectations, you can't go any worse than 18, to 20 wins or something like that. But you can't do it since you really didn't know. The thing was, like I was saying, when you're 14-7 coming out of January and you have those big wins in Gainesville, and you knocked off St. John's and NC State, and beaten Arkansas as handily as you had. You feel like, well, this team has shown, and they have, that they can play with just about everybody, for sure, everybody in this league. But other teams have found, you know, found some flaws and been able to exploit them. So I really don't know that you could say, it's for sure a borderline, you know, failing grade or whatever. I think you'd have to put it incomplete right now. And this off season is so important. How many players are you going to retain? I saw the John Rothstein tweet the other day, and it's something we've been talking about for quite a while. That look, you need some carryover. You need some experience. The top five teams in the country all brought back at least four players who played significant minutes last year, and of course Auburn had one coming back. So it's really important for Auburn to be able to bring back a core from this team and not have to go out. Man, if you have to go out and bring in 9-10 more new players again next year, then it's hard to expect that you know, everything's going to click and it's going to be that big step forward.
Yeah, somebody had asked me earlier in the week. It wasn't on Doug Show. It was another show, and they'd said, what do you see coming back? And I said, well, in my opinion, Williams Adams, you need him back. Jovich, you need him back. Overton, if you can get him, you need him back. And I think Freeman takes a big step forward next year.
I'd love to have Elijah Freeman back.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, his ceiling is ridiculously high.
No doubt whatsoever. I mean, I don't think people realize what a special thing he's got inside of him that he just hasn't let loose yet. And in my opinion, just from what you've seen and what he did at LMU, which I know is a small school, but still he was a walking bucket there. And right now I don't know if it's confidence, Bill, or if it's the reins haven't been taken off of him yet or what, but you see spurts of greatness out of him, and then all of a sudden he may go hiding for a little bit. So you get those four back and then build around them, you know, maybe get a transfer, maybe get an incoming freshman that can make a difference too. I don't know what Pettiford's going to do. Somebody had asked me, you know, what about Pettiford? Because I didn't mention his name, and they said, well, what about Pettiford? And I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know, number one, if he's going to flirt with the NBA again, just out of people that may be in his ear. And I said, number two, if he may look at transferring, I don't know. The four I was looking at were Sway as well as Jovich and Freeman and Overton. And after that, you know, try to get some pieces around him that can help all their games.
Yeah, I mean, Tahad. Yeah, I don't know if he's ready for the NBA right now. He'll be playing basketball next year. The question is, you know, where will it be? I mean, now with the NIL situation, it's definitely a big option to be able to stay in college. But you know, they're always. I guarantee you, there are plenty of schools that are looking and going to be offering a lot of money. So so we'll have to see about that. But you're right. Yes, if they could get at least four of those guys back. That would be a huge step forward. Then you just bring in some pieces, and you don't have to try to reconstruct the whole roster.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. So, well, Bill, I know you got no show today. Honestly, good news is I don't know what time they would play. I think they'd play at the same time tomorrow. I don't know that you'd have one tomorrow if they.
I thought when I looked at the schedule that it was Friday, but somebody sent me something yesterday and said it was earlier in the day.
So okay.
Maybe you know. Hopefully, the Auburn women are preempting another show, and we get to talk about some of all this stuff that's been going on this week.
Be awesome stuff. So as always, I appreciate your time, sir. And then we'll keep everybody posted when you guys will be back.
Sounds good, Ben. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Bill Cameron, The Drive, Thursdays. Again, no Drive today. Women's basketball on ESPN 106.7. Also, Auburn High girls basketball, 8:45 pregame, 9 o'clock is going to be when the tip is. That's from Birmingham taking on Bob Jones. Jacob Goins with the call. That's on our sister station, 96.3 W. Lee. Positive thought coming up next.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika. This